WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning. And have I got some big news for some of you food fans out there, you foodies, as they say. I don't really love the term foodie. But I guess if that's what you are, then this might excite you, especially if you are a fan of Rocky Point. Do you remember going to Rocky Point? Not just about the rides, right? A big part of the Rocky Point experience was going to the Shore Dinner Hall. Now, some of you might have had the fancy dinner. You know, you might have gotten the clam boil or the twin lobsters or some of the other dishes that they offered. But for most of us common folks, you just went for the clam cakes and chowder. And I've seen, you know, different pricing online, different tickets over the years. I've written a bunch of stories about Rocky Point, and I've gone and found, like, Rocky Point memorabilia on eBay. And some of that is old tickets for the Shore Dinner Hall. And so you were paying, like, $3, $4, $5 to go have clam cakes and chowder. And it was kind of all you could eat, right? Because they served it family style. You sat at these long tables, sat next to people you didn't know, and shared soup and clam cakes with them, chowder and clam cakes with them, and rolls. So it was, you know, I don't even know if that's something people would do today, if it still existed, but we did it then, and I'm not a fan of Manhattan clam chowder. Like, I generally wouldn't get it in most places, but at Rocky Point, that's what they had. And so when you went there to have it, it was amazing. And then, of course, you know, you'd go over to the thrill rides, like the corkscrew or some of the other rides that went fast or spun around or upside down or whatever. And then people who indulge in too much clam cakes and chowder, you know, would use the trash barrel to vomit. But you'd see clam cakes and chowder all over the ground. But the food, I think, was a big part of it for a lot of people that went to Rocky Point. In fact, I know somebody, I have a friend who said, I don't ride amusement park rides. I don't like it. I don't like the motion. But I would go to Rocky Point because I knew we would have chowder and clam cakes. But when it closed down, we still had the Rocky Point Chowder House, which was in Warwick. Well, so was Rocky Point, but on the other side of Warwick. So over near the airport, as a post road, I believe it is. I'm not very familiar with the Warwick geography. But they had that Rocky Point Chowder House. And whenever I would go to Warwick back in the day to do stuff with Taps, the Ghost Hunters people, I would always stop in and get some chowder and clam cakes to take home. And that was basically like a fast food restaurant. You know, you went up and you ordered at the counter, that kind of thing. In fact, it looked like an old Burger King. Maybe it was an old Burger King. But that was around for a while, even after the park closed. It was open when the park was open, too. You could go over there and just get the food instead of having to go to the park, but it stayed open for a while afterwards. Then that closed down. So then what we got was a food truck in the Ann and Hope parking lot that served the chowder and clam cakes. And I went and I did a story about that and had them, and it was still just as good. But that was 2022 was the last time that we could experience some of that. Because if I remember right, they didn't want to renew the lease. The owner of the Inn and Hope Plaza didn't want to have them in the parking lot anymore. It was a whole thing. But now the Rocky Point Chowder House is coming back. Now it's going to be opening up inside the Warwick Mall in the food court. So they're looking to get it within open. This comes from Nancy Hall over at Fun 107, fun107.com. You can read it for yourself. We'll get it up on WBSM.com as well, but it's on the Fun 107 page right now. It's going to open up within the first few weeks of December. Now, the question is, are they going to be bringing in all of the memorabilia? Well, probably not. Because there's just not a lot of space in a mall food court. However, they do plan on bringing in a smaller version of the lobster, the Rocky Point logo. And they are going to have one of the vintage ride cars as part of the grand opening. So you could be out doing your Christmas shopping at the Warwick Mall. I haven't been in the Warwick Mall in forever. But you could be doing your Christmas shopping in the Warwick Mall and stop and get clam cakes and chowder from Rocky Point. And apparently the Warwick Mall has a bunch of new businesses opening up, according to Nancy, including We Be Jammin', Home Elevations, Tease Vault, A Christmas to Remember, The Sports Fan, Sweet Palace, and Nilu's Threading. So it sounds like, and again, I'm not that familiar with the Warwick Mall of today. I haven't been to it in forever. The last time I think I went to the Warwick Mall, early 2000s. And it sounds like, though, from just hearing the names of some of those stores and not recognizing any of them as being, you know, major chains, that maybe it's become similar to like the Kingston Mall, the Independence Mall in Kingston, which is now called the Kingston Collection. And it is, you know, these smaller independent businesses opening up in those spaces. So there's like, there's some antique stores. There's a store that sells, this is in the Kingston Collection. There's a store that sells Irish imports, like food from Ireland. There's, you know, plant stores, all different kinds of things that are, it's similar to Kilburn Mill, actually. Except in mall spaces, stores, spaces. I don't know what they would call them. What do they call them? Is it paddocks? So you'll be able to get your clam cake and chowder fix. I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to go. I might even go on opening day. But it'd be interesting to see if it's as good as I remember. Because now I'm, 3 years removed from even having any of it. Although, to be fair, the last time I had it, I was probably more than that removed from having it. Because I don't go to that area a lot. But I bet a lot of you out there have been longing for the taste of those clam cakes dipped in the chowder. So you're going to get your chance. 508-996-0500. We were talking in the last hour about Cape Air's decision to end the New Bedford to Boston route due to basically a lack of ridership. So they mentioned that the FAA is requiring certain airports to make a 10% reduction in service, and so that this kind of falls under that for Logan, but also the ridership wasn't there. If the ridership was there, this wouldn't have been the 10% they looked to cut. But They've decided to end this service. And we were talking about how, well, it's only been 6 weeks. And is it the 6 weeks where people aren't traveling anyway, especially considering all that's been going on? I don't think it helps either when you have a plane crash here locally. Now, it had nothing to do with Cape Air. It had nothing to do with the New Bedford Regional Airport. They're still investigating it, but it sounds like everything went okay and something happened with either the plane or the pilot based on the report that's out there now. The report that the pilot let out an unintelligible comment and then no further communication, you know, was that a medical event? Was that hitting some trees? Was that, you know, something flew into the plane, like a bird or something? So all of that remains to be seen, but, you know, people should feel safe flying out of the airport, but it still makes people nervous and gives them trepidation about a small plane. I thought it was a great experience. And I was one of those people who was nervous about going up on a small plane because I'd never done it before. But it was great. I loved it. So I don't know what the reason is for the low ridership. Cost, I'm sure, plays a part in it. If that was an you know, obviously hindsight is 20/20, but if that was a $50 trip, I think people would have been using that quite a bit. Because if you said for an extra $100, you can fly to Logan and back, I think a lot of people would jump on that because they're going to pay that to park for 2 days. More than that. They're going to pay that for a Uber or car service. So unless they've got a friend or family member willing to drive them to the airport, you're saving them money. And then I think that makes a big difference. That's a much better price. I think $99 a person and then making it $200 there and back. People just said, yeah, I don't know. I'm already paying $200-$400 for my plane ticket. I can't add on another couple of $100. So yes, it is a bit of revisionist history here, but I think a $50 price tag, they would have filled that plane up. Not every time, but certainly more often. I mean, when we did it the first day, as far as I know, they only had one paying customer. And that was on the later flight, the 2 o'clock flight. There was one guy who was going to, I think, San Francisco. So he was going to fly from New Bedford to Boston and then Boston to San Francisco. So if you ran two planes that day and only one ticket was sold, I mean, that's not going to be sustainable. And actually, four planes. So was it the wrong time of year? Was it the wrong price? Was it people just in general not wanting to fly? I think it's all of those. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let me get a break in here. We've got the Gen X Files coming up in just a little bit after the 7:30 news. And the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Shakira Gonzalez of Reggae West Beach about a food drive they're holding. Even though the government is now reopened and SNAP benefits are going to get paid out, food insecurity is still an issue. And they have a plan to have an ongoing effort with this. So we'll talk with her coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But until then, it's me and you, 508-996-0500.
Waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
Welcome back. In upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right, we're going to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. Then when we come back on the other side of that, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. And then as part of that, we'll have this week's Brain Freeze Question of the Week, which is your opportunity to win some free homemade ice cream from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. So it's a relatively obscure question today, but shouldn't be too hard to find the answer to it. So that's coming up in the Gen X Files. But right now, let's go to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
The record-long government shutdown is over. A possible Starbucks strike today. And another Kennedy running for office.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The government shutdown is over. President Trump signed the funding measure that was passed by the House last night.
This was a no-brainer. This was an easy extension. But they didn't want to do it the easy way. They had to do it the hard way. And they looked very bad, the Democrats do.
Before the vote, Republicans and Democrats blamed each other for the prolonged standoff.
They admitted that they were using the American people as leverage in this political game. They knew that it would cause pain, and they did it anyway. The whole exercise was pointless. It was wrong, and it was cruel.
That was Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the bill doesn't help Americans struggling with high costs.
The longest shutdown in American history would rather do that than provide health care that's affordable to working-class Americans, middle-class Americans, and hard-working American taxpayers.
The shutdown was the longest in U.S. history. The spending bill now will extend funding until January 30th. The grandson of President John F. Kennedy planning to run for a congressional seat in New York City next year.
He made the announcement in a video posted to social media.
My name is Jack Schlossberg, and I'm running for Congress to represent my home.
Schlossberg is the only son of Caroline Kennedy and grandson to the late First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. He's looking to replace a retiring Jerry Nadler in his Manhattan district. The 32-year-old political commentator, writer, and online influencer spoke at the 2024 Democratic National Convention. He's been a vocal critic of President Trump and his cousin, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm Michael Kastner.
A man has been arrested for allegedly abandoning a dog on a Brooklyn rooftop, authorities say. They rescued the dog after a tipster called about a neglected animal. Police say the pup was in deplorable conditions, malnourished, and left chained and muzzled without food or water. The dog is being treated at an animal hospital. His apparent owner has been arrested and charged with injuring, abandoning, and torturing the dog. A wanted felon led deputies on a high-speed pursuit in Spokane County, Washington.
The incident started in Stevens County when deputies tried to pull over 37-year-old Jeffrey Bauman. He has a history of eluding police. Deputies believe that he was impaired when he drove into oncoming traffic at 70 miles an hour. Spike strips flattened his tires and he crashed in a ditch. He was booked into the Spokane County Jail on multiple felony eluding charges. I'm Brad Ford.
Disney is reportedly losing millions of dollars per day as its ongoing carrier dispute with YouTube TV continues. Reports say Disney could be out $60 million in lost revenue if the stalemate reaches day 14, and there's currently no end in sight. Disney-owned channels like ABC, ESPN, and others have been dark on the Google-based subscription streamer since Halloween. That has prompted the service to offer $20 rebates for customers to compensate them for the disruption. Unionized Starbucks baristas are planning to strike today.
The action coincides with the coffee giant's popular Red Cup Day. The union, representing around 550 stores, accuses Starbucks of refusing to fairly negotiate. and has rejected the company's previous proposal. Starbucks claims it already offers competitive pay and benefits and is ready to negotiate if the union returns to the table. The strike could expand if no progress is made, with union members pledging to continue escalating actions if needed. I'm Monica Nelson.
The NYPD is searching for the thief who ripped off NFL legend Tom Brady's new card vault store in Manhattan.
It was a brazen daytime robbery, October 20th, less than 3 weeks after the seven-time Super Bowl champion opened Card Vault by Tom Brady on Lafayette Street in Soho. The suspect stole nearly $10,000 worth of baseball and Pokemon collector cards after his credit card was declined. Police say he manipulated the prompts on a payment terminal and then breezed out of the store with his booty. Police have released a photo of the alleged thief dressed in black, except for his white socks and sneakers. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics 131, Memphis 95 at the Garden last night. Celtics are now off until Sunday. Bruins are in Ottawa with the Senators tonight at 7 o'clock. And the red-hot Patriots square off against the resurging Jets in Foxborough tonight. Thursday night football, New England is on a 7-game win streak.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A little sun early this morning, otherwise increasing clouds, brisk and chilly. High temperatures only in the upper 40s. It could be a few sprinkles during the afternoon, but it's mainly dry. Becoming clear tonight, cold, late night temperature down to 32. Friday's not bad, but it's a cold day. High only 45, morning sun, some afternoon clouds. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
We'll talk a little bit more about it later on, but Stevie's Wine and Spirits has a special pop-up whiskey tasting going on today from 4 to 6. We'll give you some more details on that coming up in just a little bit. But right now, it is time to talk a little pop culture.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. Starting off with celebrity birthdays, horror movie icon Tom Atkins celebrates his 90th birthday today. Joe Mantegna, who starred on Criminal Minds and is the voice of Fat Tony on The Simpsons, turns 78. Chris Noth of Law & Order and Sex and the City is 71. Whoopi Goldberg turns 70. Neil Flynn from The Middle is 65. Former NFL quarterback Vinny Testaverde, remember, he actually did play for the Patriots for a season. He's 62. Late night host Jimmy Kimmel is 58. He's been having a rough week with the death of his best friend and bandleader, as is actor Steve Zahn. Actor Gerard Butler is 56. And Noah Hathaway, who played Atreyu in The NeverEnding Story, is celebrating his 54th birthday today. In 1977 on this date, UK dates were announced for what would be touted as the first major punk rock tour. The Sex Pistols and the Ramones were slated as co-headliners, with Talking Heads, The Vibrators, and Chris Spedding supporting the 14-date run. But unfortunately for fans, the tour never took place. In 1980, U.S. spacecraft Voyager 1 sent back the first close-up pictures of Saturn. In 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, a monument consisting of two black granite walls engraved with the names of 58,272 U.S. soldiers that did not return from Vietnam, was dedicated in Washington, D.C. November 13th, 1982, Men at Work started a 15-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with their debut, Business as Usual, which went on to sell over 5 million copies in the U.S. In 1992, Bram Stoker's Dracula, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, was released in theaters. In 1997, The Lion King musical debuted at the New Amsterdam Theater on Broadway.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
On November 13th, 1999, a report showed that the Spice Girls were the highest earners in pop during the 1990s, with their debut album Spice, selling over 20 million copies. Elton John was second with 14 million sales from the Lion King soundtrack. On November 13th, 2000, the Beatles launched their first official website. Guess what it was? Yeah, that wasn't too hard. TheBeatles.com. The site went live on the same day as the release of their retrospective Compilation 1 album.
Yeah, just saying this song gets me.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
It was on this date in 2004 that rapper and Wu-Tang Clan co-founder Old Dirty Bastard died after collapsing during a session at the studio of his bandmate, RZA. Known for his unique half-rap, half-singing style, the artist, who was born Russell Tyrone Jones, was just days short of his 36th birthday. Of course, he was also known as other names like Dirt McGirt, Old Dirty Chinese Restaurant. That was an actual name. Big Baby Jesus. Yes. On the 13th of November, 2015, the blues rock band Eagles of Death Metal were in the midst of performing a sold-out show at Le Bataclan in Paris, France, when the venue was attacked by terrorists armed with automatic rifles, grenades, and explosive suicide vests. In 2020, with the release of Disco, Kylie Minogue became the first female artist to top the UK album chart across five consecutive decades. That's the Gen X Files for November 13th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can join the Just Another Star Club Rewards Program. Don't forget, you can get all of their great specials and anything on the menu through their drive-thru window. It's now time for our Brain Freeze Question of the Week, your chance to win a free scooper cone of homemade ice cream from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. And this week's question is, well, birthday boy Noah Hathaway, that's right, it's his birthday today, played Atreyu in The NeverEnding Story, but he did not return to play that role in the sequel. Who took over the role of Atreyu in The NeverEnding Story 2? If you know the answer, 508-996-0500, and you can win yourself some free ice cream that you can enjoy while watching The NeverEnding Story 2. Actually, no, don't do that. It's not a good movie. All right, 508-996-0500, if you know the answer to the question, or if you have anything on your mind that you want to discuss. We were talking about the Cape Air decision to end the Boston to New Bedford route. We can talk about that. We mentioned Edaville's themed weekends, and of course, the big news of the return of the Rocky Point Chowder House coming to the Warwick Mall, really within a couple of weeks. They plan to be open by mid-December. So it's not going to take long. They just got to get in there and get some of the signage up and things like that. So, and you know, I like in this mall food court concept, as malls are getting away from, you know, they're becoming more of these independent stores, so is the food court. So that's why when you go to like the Kingston Collection, you've got Trainwreck Tacos and other places like that, where it's these small business owners who can't afford to go get a brick and mortar business on their own. But they rent out this space in the food court, and they can do very well for themselves. Still have DoorDash and, you know, Grubhub and all that stuff. Still have seating for people that want to come and eat something there, but pretty easy to just come and grab something to go, too. So I think that'll be a very successful venue for the Rocky Point Chowder House. But do people still have the appetite for the food that they serve there? I think they do. And I think you'll get a new generation that's turned on to it. Of course, they're going to have other items too. But that Rocky Point clam cake recipe, I have a copy of it, like an old one that Rocky Point put out. And even trying to make them myself, could never get it exactly right. But the Chowder House always did, so looking forward to that. All right, I got to get a break in here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments.
Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back in. When drains back up or septic systems fail, stress hits fast. At Bass Ready Rooter, they know you're not just calling for service, you're calling for peace of mind. Since 1974, their family-owned team has been delivering fast, same-day solutions across southern New England. With over 700 five-star Google reviews, customers say they are professional, clean, and relentless until the job is done. Bass Ready Rooter, they may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last. Visit BassReady.com, B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y, BassReady.com, or call 508-995-8012, 508-995-8012. So we are going to talk with Shakira Gonzalez of Reggae on West Beach coming up in the next hour about their efforts to help with food insecurity, and it's going to be an ongoing effort. The government shutdown is over. And the SNAP benefits will be paid out. However, we know that food insecurity is still an issue here on the South Coast. That's why this coming Saturday, we're partnering with the United Way of Greater New Bedford for our annual Hunger Heroes Food Drop. Actually, I say annual. We do it biannually. We do it in the spring with collecting snacks and food for kids during school vacation week. But then the one that we do in the fall is always to help families in need have a great Thanksgiving. And that's what we are looking for this Saturday. We're looking for you to drop off non-perishable items that we can use for creating, as Victoria Grisella told us yesterday, they take a roasting pan, they put all these ingredients in there, the mashed potatoes, the instant mashed potatoes, the gravy, the cranberry sauce, the vegetables. Again, no glass bottles. No expired products. And then they give that to the families as well as a $25 gift certificate, a gift card to go out and get whatever they want their protein to be. Turkey, ham, maybe a roast, something like that. So if you want to help out with that, you can drop off those non-perishable items this coming Saturday from 10 to 12 at Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. We're going to be right outside there. You'll see WBSM and Fun 107 out there with volunteers from our sister school and the United Way of Greater New Bedford. And we're going to be taking those items right out of your car. So you don't even need to get out of the car. Just pull up and tell us where the stuff is and we'll take it out. You can also go into the store. Aldi will have it all there in a little display, what we're looking for. And you can purchase that, come out and drop it off. Or if you can't make it at all, go to WBSM.com, click on the Hunger Heroes tab at the top of the page, and that'll bring you over to the story that has a link to the Amazon wish list for the United Way. So you can order it on Amazon. It'll send it right to their office in New Bedford. And then once that happens, you know, they've already got it ready to go. They can load it into the truck for next weekend when they start packaging everything together. So hopefully we'll see you this Saturday from 10 to 12 outside Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. It's always a fun time. It's always great seeing the generosity of everybody here locally on the South Coast. And hopefully we will see you there as well. And we want to thank our community partners on this. The Hunger Heroes Food Drop, made possible by our friends at First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Aaron Pools and Spas, Carefree Homes, and Goulart Square Bakery. All right, 508-996-0500 is my number. Got to get one more break in here. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, we're going to be going into the news. We're going to get all of the world news from ABC, including the latest on the government shutdown being over now. And then on the other side of that, Mike Roberts has the WBSM news for us, the South Coast news. And then after that, we're going to be joined by Shakira Gonzalez of Reggae on West Beach. We're going to talk about...